Armed clashes erupted in the southern city of Sidon in Lebanon between supporters of the controversial Salafist Sheikh Ahmed al-Asir and the popular Nazarite organization, killing and injuring several people, including a Hezbollah official who was injured while attempting to calm the situation down. As a result of the fatal clashes, Lebanese Prime Minister Mohamed Najib Miqati, who condemned the sectarian violence, was prompted to call for an urgent security meeting among South Lebanon's Security Council and Lebanon's Interior Minister.
Army troops have received clear orders to open fire at any gunman. We call on everyone to stay calm at this critical and sensitive time. No one enjoys impunity, and there won't be any consensual security from now on.
The clashes first began when the Salafist Sheikh had opposed the raising of banners related to Martyrs' Day, a day which glorifies Lebanese martyrs who were killed by Israel, and banners related to the Shia community's mourning of the martyrdom of the Shia Imam, Imam Hussein, during Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram, in the Islamic calendar. Despite the resistance movements ordering the removal of the banners, answering the calls of Lebanon's Interior Minister Marwan Sherbel to contain the matter, the Salafist Sheikh led his heavily armed supporters in attempting to remove a resistance monument by force and attacked a neighborhood known to be inhabited by Shiite families.
What happened today is an insanity fest. Sheikh Asir, who is known to be backed by Qatar, has been seeking strife for months now, thinking he will drag the resistance into a Shiite-Sunni confrontation. For decades, we have coexisted with our Shiite brothers, and they, like us, have the right to practice their religion. Who asked of this man to do what he did in the name of Islam? What he did was neither Sunni nor Islamic, and his hands alone are stained by the blood that was shed today.
Later in the afternoon, al-Asir's supporters were reported to have attacked the widow of a former Lebanese member of parliament and founder of the popular Nazarite organization, beating her bodyguard brutally. They were also reported to have held Lebanese officers at gunpoint in a separate occasion on the same day. In response, the Lebanese army has cordoned off the mosque in which Sheikh al-Asir is known to be the imam, declaring that it will fight back with fire against any armed attack. A cautious calm with heavy deployment of security forces and checkpoints at every corner are witnessed in the southern city of Sidon after a new wave of violence has swept through the city, harvesting lives. With tensions running high and the widespread of illegal arms, security officials have warned that they will be striking with an iron fist against whoever puts the country's security in jeopardy and attempts to cause strife. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Sidon, South Lebanon.